Okay, Harper, this is very exploring next of me, but the whole argument here is basically, a llama is the comfy default, and base RT is the thing you reach for when comfort starts costing you real time.
Yeah, and my first reaction is that the headline is doing a lot of work. Starting models faster is nice, but I always want to know whether we're talking about a real runtime win or just a benchmark-shaped mood board.
Mm-hmm.
The article's strongest point is actually not generation speed. It's prefill, which is the part where the model chews through your prompt before it says anything back. If you're sending code, tool output, and conversation history, that first token delay is what makes the whole thing feel sluggish.
Right, and that's the user story I buy. People don't sit there measuring tokens per second in a vacuum. They feel the pause before the model even starts being useful. For coding agents especially, that pause is the tax you keep paying all day.
Exactly. And the article does at least give a mechanism. Base RT is written directly against Metal, skips MLX and PyTorch and CoreML, and uses custom kernels tuned for Apple Silicon's unified memory. That's a plausible reason it could beat a more general runtime on an M5 MacBook.
Sure, but that's also the trade. Llama is the thing that makes local models approachable for normal humans. One command, sensible defaults, open AI-compatible API, and it mostly gets out of your way. Base RT sounds faster, but it's not pretending to be the universal answer.
No, and that's where I think the article is honest enough. It even says base RT doesn't support everything a llama does, and that matters. If your model doesn't fit the compatibility matrix, a fast runtime is just a fast disappointment.
Okay, but if both support the model you want, why wouldn't you start with a faster one? That's the product argument. The article isn't saying a llama is bad. It's saying the default should change when the thing you notice every day is the wait for first token.
Because defaults are sticky for a reason. A llama now has an MLX backend in preview, which should close some of this gap on Apple Silicon, even if it's not complete yet. So part of this is a moving target, not a permanent coronation for base RT.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm a little suspicious of the benchmark framing too. Up to 6.4 times faster prefill than llama.cpp sounds great, but that's on the specific M5 Pro setup the author and BaseRT are talking about. Big win, maybe, but not a universal law of the universe.
Yeah, fair. Though the article also says the generation win is smaller, which actually makes it feel more believable to me. It's not claiming magical everything speed. It's saying the model gets to the useful part sooner, and that's the part that matters for interactive work.
That part I'll give it. I also like that the author names Docker Model Runner as another decent option, because that keeps this from turning into a fake one-horse race. If you already live in Docker Compose, wiring models into the stack is genuinely convenient.
Stop it, Harper. You're almost sounding optimistic. But yeah, that's the practical split. Llama for broad compatibility and easy setup, base RT for Mac users who care about latency, and Docker Model Runner if your whole world is already containers.
That's basically the right map. And honestly, for Apple Silicon specifically, a runtime that goes straight at Metal instead of wandering through extra abstraction layers is the kind of boring systems choice that can actually pay off.
Which is such an annoying sentence, because it's true. I want the sexy answer to be some grand new agent platform. And instead, it's usually the runtime that doesn't waste your afternoon.
I know. Very rude of reality. Also, I'm still not ready to call BaseRT the replacement, because compatibility is the whole game once you leave the narrow happy path. But as a default for the right Mac workflows, yeah, I think the article makes a solid case.
That's where I land too. Not a universal ditch a llama sermon, more like, if you're on Apple Silicon and your models fit, the faster first token is not imaginary, and that's enough to matter.
And that, annoyingly, is the boring answer again. Which means it's probably the real one.
Of course it is. We've been doing this show almost a year, and the punchline is still receipts and latency.